This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I'm gonna grow a magnificent pair of breasts. I'm going to transition into a woman. It'll be great.
You should crawl back into your mother's rancid womb, just stay for a few more hours, climb back out, and then learn something about not being entitled, white piece of shit.
This is Trump, people. When the rubber meets the road, pussies.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
All you have was a fucking president. He's a racist, stupid piece of shit.
If you guys are working for Alex Jones, you're working for a murderer.
Alex Jones is an asshole.
InfoWars is fake news.
I got a chant going.
If you had to choose one prominent person to be banned next, who would you choose? You.
Give me my money back.
Excuse me, sir. That's a young man.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
This is what's happening to the men in our country. Where are the men? Stop touching my stuff. I'm backing away. Stop.
Hey, don't be doing that.
Why are you doing that?
Right beforehand, you fucking said, sir.
Yes, I have boob strap on my shirt because I'm a liberated woman. I am. Trump supporters are pussies.
Motherfucking
pussies.
Motherfucker, take it outside. I will show you, sir. Motherfucker.
Film it, bro. Film
yeah,
it.
I'm filming it. How's this?
You farted at me?
Get the hell out of here! Get these people the hell out of here right now!
Oh, I don't get a get out!
Oh, shit.
Others to HIV, no longer a felony. It is the same as a parking ticket, the lowest level misdemeanor. So you knowingly give somebody a virus that can cause an autoimmune disease that makes you slowly die over 5 to 10 years. But that's okay. Governor Jerry Brown signed it.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own... your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical gobalamin.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. Well, it's happening. President Trump plans to invoke Insurrection Act to remove illegal aliens from the United States and secure the collapsed border that is under globalist and UN attack. This country is under globalist attack, just like the European Union was established to attack the nation states and absorb them to a larger system of bankruptcy into a world government. And now this is the only act that the president can carry out that will have any chance of stopping what is unfolding. They've built refugee centers all over Central and South America. They are bringing in invaders from all over the world. In yesterday's stack, there was an article about 200 African invaders called migrants, at the Texas border demanding to be let in. Over 100,000 a month are just released now into the United States. It's estimated five times that aren't even being caught. And many areas of the country now resemble giant open sewers. ICE to move 225,000 illegals across the country. Thousands more to South Florida. And that will only be the beginning. Millions and millions and millions are on their way. The full story is up on newswars.com. Trump plans to invoke Insurrection Act to boot illegal immigrants. But, you know, it's bigger than that headline. This is to secure our borders. You see the numbers where ICE says that on any given day, it's double the previous records. And some days it's triple the previous records. I'm going to say that again. On an average day, there are double the numbers of illegal aliens being caught coming in to the United States. Double. On any given day, the previous record. Some days it's triple the previous record. Mexico has some of the strongest immigration laws in the world. 6 months to a year, hard labor if you get caught. But that's only now if you try to stay. If you try to transit through Mexico, then you're allowed to come up, and the United Nations gives them $1,000 debit cards with no name on it per leg of the trip to get here from Africa, from Europe, from Asia, from the Middle East, via Latin America. And now the dam has broken. The floodgates are wide open. And these individuals are pouring in mass. Upwards of 30% of the so-called families that get caught aren't families. They're adults smuggling children, in many cases, who've been kidnapped. Remember, when you fly into the U.S., they check your ID and make sure that your passport is real. They might ask you 30 seconds of questions. That's not against the Fourth Amendment. You're at a national border. But then if you just cross illegally, you're loaded on buses and delivered to God knows where. And remember, the Senate's own report last year admitted many of the children that came across under Obama ended up in child sex slavery and were being trafficked. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an incredibly historic time to be alive. I've been encouraging Trump since last year to declare a national emergency as commander-in-chief, and then he can direct the Defense Department money as he sees fit under that emergency. Instead, he declared a law enforcement emergency on funding to work with Congress. That's not a real national emergency. Dwight D. Eisenhower in the late 50s declared this emergency when millions were coming in illegally and deported them. No nation that doesn't control its borders is a nation any longer. So it's here, ladies and gentlemen. What an incredible time to be alive. This is being reported by very reputable publications like Daily Caller that have reporters inside the White House. And the president has floated the idea and it says he's getting ready to do it. President Trump plans to invoke Insurrection Act, so it's happening, to remove illegal aliens, secure the borders of the United States. President Trump is planning on invoking Insurrection Act. The Daily Caller's Amber Athey reported that multiple senior Trump administration officials said President Trump will soon invoke the tremendous powers, close quote, of the act to get rid of illegal aliens leeching off the fat of the land. We're doing the Insurrection Act, one official said. Under the Insurrection Act of 1807, the president has the authority to use the National Guard and military in order to combat unlawful obstruction or rebellion. And what do you have with the Democratic Party? Sanctuary cities, telling ICE, telling MS-13 when ICE is coming. This is the breakdown of civilization. This is the breakdown of law. This is the left and the globalists creating anarchy, which is the absence of law. Martial law is the institution of emergency rule overriding regular law because regular law can no longer be enforced. I'm an expert on martial law. I've made 4 films on martial law because Bill Clinton and others were planning martial law to take our guns using people rioting nationwide as the pretext. This is civil emergency martial law to counter the emergency that the globalists have already brought us into, and only an emergency can counter that. Remember all the documents we got last year where Antifa is planning to trickle race war and martial law nationwide. That's what Netflix and Hollywood and ABC and NBC and CBS and CNN and MSNBC, it's all race, 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 race. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. Having a border, period, is evil. Everybody else can have one, but we can't. So again, when we come back, I'll get into the act itself. We've posted the full act up on Infowars.com in the live broadcast page today. We're also going to get into remarks by the president and the latest with ICE and what's unfolding on all of those fronts today. But continuing, ladies and gentlemen, this is an incredible time to be alive and to be pushed into this situation. We'll be going over 10 U.S. Code 252, use of militia and armed forces to enforce federal authority. Under the Insurrection Act 1807, the president has the authority to use the National Guard and military in order to combat unlawful obstruction or rebellion. Within U.S. borders, the act was first invoked in 1992. It was also done similarly by Eisenhower, by George H.W. Bush to quell Los Angeles riots, and was also again used by Eisenhower 57 to enforce school desegregation in the South. So when you have local governments violating federal law, state governments violating federal law, or foreign groups inside violating federal law, you either stand up to it or the federalist system is over because the federal government is abdicated its authority and handed it over. So this is a classical time to use this when there are attempts to implode the nation state from without and from within. So we will go over all of this when we return on the other side. But obviously, the left is going to oppose this. They're going to claim that Trump's trying to be a dictator. They're going to claim that anybody that's here needs to be given all the money they want, all the free stuff they want, accelerating the collapse of the country. What has Beto said? What has AOC said? What has de Blasio said? They all say you deserve everything free, even if you don't want to work. In the new Green Deal that Sanders is pushing, everything is free except for the people we're going to enslave to pay for you to sit on your fat ass. But of course, once the globalists have imploded the country, no one will get anything free. They'll be like Venezuela, engaging in cannibalism. I'm Alex Jones. Historic times. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie.
Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why MudPie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Think about how there have been attempts to suspend common sense and logic. There are 800 million people in Latin America. There are billions in other parts of the third world. And the UN and George Soros, from the Middle East to Africa to Latin America to Asia, are paying for plane tickets. And they're giving people $1,000 debit cards with no one's name on it for each leg of the trip. And when they show up at the next refugee center, they're given bags of food, local cash, and $1,000 more. And I have mainline news admitting that there are hundreds of thousands of people now pouring in out of Canada from Latin America, Africa, and the Middle East with paid-for airline tickets by the UN with U.S. taxpayer money. This is war. Lou Dobbs talked about it 6 months ago, and Fox announced that the head of Judicial Watch that was on was banned for the hateful statement that George Soros is involved when George Soros is on the cover of Reuters articles 2 years ago saying he's, quote, giving his money to it. Yeah, he gets U.S. aid money. He launders it, keeps part of it, and then funds it. And what did Lou Dobbs' guest say? There should be criminal charges against Soros for saying the sky's blue. Well, he may have to be banned. Apprehensions up 42% on the northern border as Mexican Central Americans try to enter the U.S. from Canada. ICE to hire a contractor to transport 225,000 migrants to shelters across the U.S. They're going to dump out large numbers of them starting in South Florida. And imagine your little town, your city, just like in Germany, we hear about a town of 100 people might get 800, quote, migrants. And people are saying, hey, Ann Coulter is saying, hey, Trump, things are worse under you. You're behind it. Ann Coulter's not stupid. Ann Coulter knows that Obama and the UN cranked all this up 8-9 years ago and called everybody invading children, even though they were less than 7%. And Ann Coulter knows that less than 10% ever show up to their court hearings about asylum. And the average wait's 4 years. For your asylum. So our system's broken. We're overwhelmed. The courts are overwhelmed. The most open system in the world is broken. We're full. And now if they don't stop the next phase, we'll have a totally broken country. Just like Europe is now a crap hole. Tourism's down 80%. Human feces everywhere. You'll be driving through the forest in France or Germany and trees fall down in front of you and just people run out like into the world road warrior and just grab you, rape you, and you're just found dead. And it's just a little blurb in the news. And if you complain, the police come and arrest you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the world government invasion. 80%+ military-aged men. Now 15 million of them in Europe conservatively. And they're coming here. And the no-go zone's everywhere. They don't even have third-grade educations. But they know one thing. Women are dogs that are to be beaten. Women are the lowest form of garbage under these third world Islamic countries. And so it's on, folks. It's on. The collapse of civilization. And so what is Trump readying? The only thing he can do. He did the first emergency. It was just a congressional oversight issue of funding, and Trump saying he can use some discretionary funds outside of Congress with law enforcement. That's not a full emergency. And, yes, it's a form of martial law. Our laws are suspended. The laws are all violated. It's anarchy. Anarchy is the absence of law. Law of the jungle. So when you have anarchy and collapse, you go, and regular government can't function anymore, martial law is instituted. Martial meaning military. So I'm going to explain it again. If a dam broke and your town's in a valley and it flooded everything with 10 feet of water and killed half the town, your town's going to be put under an emergency by the governor, a form of martial law to stop looting for a week or two. That's because of an emergency that wasn't man-made. This is man-made. And when Trump declares this, which they're signaling he's about to do, he's going to have the left claiming he's a dictator. No, you're the ones that broke the border. You're the ones that rape 80% of the women that transverse Mexico to the U.S., Amnesty International. You're the ones working with MS-13 Democrats. You're the ones saying they're all God's children. You're the ones that did this, that let the world know we're broken, we're wide open, we're screwed. We are now in a form of anarchy at our borders. We have been overrun. We have been broken in the eyes of the world, just like Europe. And it took Europe 5 years to finally start putting troops on the borders without the EU's consent. Austria, Hungary, Romania, Poland. And the UN's trying to militarily stop them now. But to add insult to injury, Cory Booker and all the usual suspects have said, when Trump came out and said, oh, we'll just ship these people that by law, because the courts are overwhelmed, we can't ship back. We have to dump them out. We're going to dump them out in your district, Cory. And Cory said, that's very dangerous. You can't do that. Oh, well, where are we supposed to dump them then? Think about that. It's double what it's ever been. Now the world knows it'll be 5 times, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 40 times. You will be the third world. It will be over very soon. But the president set to declare 10 U.S. Code 252, use of militia armed forces to enforce federal authority. It's happening. It's going on. And the Democrats brought us here. President Trump planned to invoke Insurrection Act to remove illegal aliens from the United States. Here's Cory Booker, though, saying it's very dangerous to dump them off in his town.
Do you think this is an empty threat by the president, though, to talk about busing people from the border into these sanctuary cities? He likes to create friction sometimes to jumpstart, he says, a Congress that's not acting.
You say friction, I say he's trying to pit Americans against each other and make us less safe, because what you're seeing now...
So you take the threat seriously?
I take this. He is injecting fear into our country. And so if he was looking to solve a problem, he wouldn't be doing things to divide this country against itself. Beware of anybody that's trying to tell you to be afraid in the strongest country in the world, as opposed to showing our strength and our courage by pulling people together to find common sense solutions to solve this problem.
Which is to legalize anybody that can get here to encourage even more. But don't bring them to the Democrats' towns, bring them to your town. That's what the Democrats actually ship them to red cities. It's a big joke. It's a form of warfare. No, they're coming to your San Francisco. They're coming to your L.A., they're coming to your Chicago, they're coming to your Detroit, they're coming to your Baltimore, they're coming to your D.C., they're coming to your New York City, buddy boy. Tommy Robinson is on fire fighting the tyrants. He joins us live coming up. He's running for European Parliament and more. Please don't forget our biggest special ever on the amazing Good Halogen Iodine X2. 25% off that with a free bottle of X3. That sale's about to end. InfoWarsStore.com. Just experience it, read about it, learn about it. It's amazing. Go to yourself, find out about the power of real, pure iodine, the iodine conspiracy, loss of IQ points when you don't have it. InfoWarsStore.com. That special is about to end. Your free bottle of Triiodine X3. I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar.
I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's happening. President Trump is set to invoke Insurrection Act and remove illegal aliens from the United States and secure our borders. We are in a form of anarchy induced by the previous administration, run by the United Nations, funded by criminals in our State Department. And Trump has been cutting that funding out right now. He's finally getting some control over the executive branch. This is an amazing time to be alive. And you can imagine the responses we're going to see from the Democrats and from the UN and the globalists when the president tries to secure our borders, as Austria and Hungary and Poland and others have done. Previous presidents have done this with border crises. It's the right thing to do. It's in the Constitution. That it's the president's job to protect the borders with the military. And I've been saying it's a dereliction of duty that he hasn't done this in the last 2 years when Congress wouldn't act. And I'm not attacking the president. I'm just saying it's his job to do this, and this is the what he should do. But all hell is going to break loose. Documents came out 2 weeks ago that Antifa, working with MS-13, is planning and targeting law enforcement for assassinations on the border. They openly talk about this. They had the founder of Antifa on the Young Turks on Monday saying that we want a violent overthrow of the government. And they said that we're preparing the revolution now. What, overthrow it? Just open the border up and bankrupt everything and bring in 500 million people promising them free stuff? The UN wants 600 million people in the next 30 years to the United States. Sounds crazy. The same UN group wants 250 million in Europe. Macron says he agrees with that. And, of course, Cuomo on CNN says Antifa is a good cause. Now, Tommy Robinson, of course, is a human rights activist, a journalist, a political prisoner. He's been tortured, you name it. He's been battling for his free speech, just like we're battling for ours here. This is serious. He's caught with undercover video, Hope Not Hate, run by basically the Southern Poverty Law Center of Europe, trying to set him up for crimes he didn't commit. And he's about to go give a big speech. He's running for a very important office in Europe. He'll tell you about that as well, but I wanted to get just his update as he's there on the street about where he is, what he's doing today, and what he thinks of Trump signaling he's preparing to basically declare martial law to secure the borders. The crisis is so bad here now, just like Europe, Tommy.
How are you, Alex? You all right?
Thank you for joining us. So, give us the latest in Europe, the latest happening to you. You're leading in some polls, running for office. Tell us about that.
So I'm standing as a member of European Parliament for the northwest of England. Since I started my campaign, I've been physically assaulted multiple times in front of the police. The police have refused to make any arrests. You can see the video footage of it. There's footage of me having a milkshake thrown over my head. Once I had the milkshake thrown over my head, the police actually dropped the Muslim man that done it at the train station. Again, no arrests have been made. I've now, as you know, we've been removed from all social media. So my ability to fight a fair election has gone. We then set up Twitter handles under the campaign name. Nothing to do with me. They've been deleted. And then yesterday, Stripe deleted our account. Stripe, the process, the company that processed payments for your credit card. Now, everyone knows you can't win an election without funding, without support. And we're already behind everyone. We don't have the same advantages as everyone because we don't have social media. We can't reach or speak to the public. So we're already fighting a different battle. But now they've removed our ability to even raise funds. They removed it yesterday, and then we got a lawyer to contact them to say they are meddling in an election process, and they've reinstated it for 14 days. But in 14 days, I'll be removed from Stripe as well, just like all the other platforms, having committed no crime, having promoted no hate, just for speaking the facts and embarrassing the government, embarrassing the establishment. But our election over here is on the 23rd of May, and I hope it goes like a lightning bolt into the heart of that establishment when I win.
We're seeing really exciting things. There's the Brexit movement. There's obviously, UKIP, and then you've got all these other populist movements. Some polls show the populist movements winning half the seats in this election in the European Parliament. What numbers are you seeing?
I think the Brexit Party will clean up in this election. I wish it was UKIP cleaning up, not the Brexit Party, because I think that the Brexit Party are more of the same. When the Brexit Party started, which is Nigel Farage's party, three of them formed it. The lady had to resign because she retweeted me. So that's Nigel Farage forced her to resign. The second man was fired as well for making unpolitically correct comments. Then the AM that you just showed there, he supported me. Nigel Farage has got rid of him. So, Nigel Farage is brilliant on Europe. But when it comes to speaking about real issues that affect us in our towns and cities, when it comes to issues about being honest, about Islam and problems that it causes, Nigel Farage is a coward like the rest.
Well, we know what happens. I mean, they ran BBC TV pieces last week and Guardian articles saying Nigel Farage is a Nazi because he went on Alex Jones' The Nazi Show. Well, that's defamation, defamation. But I agree. I like Nigel. He helped found UKIP, done some great things. But more and more, he's giving in to their lies. Everyone knows we're not Nazis. Everyone knows he's not a Nazi. But regardless, the fact that his new populist party is exploding in 1 year to the number one position has got to scare the living hell out of the establishment.
Yeah, I think it will. But he has resorted to the same labelling that's been thrown at him. He's been called a racist. We know he's not. He's been called a racist and extremist. He's then resorted to calling everyone else racist and extremist and trying to distance himself to make himself look like the moderate, clean character. He has thrown everyone else under the bus. He called all of my supporters, he said, were tattooed thugs, which is just not true. And he knows it's not true. So it's sad to watch someone like him resort to political correctness.
Well, sure, and that's kind of an elitist statement because most of the military, especially I know in the UK and in Europe, has tattoos. So are we saying the military's bad?
No, all that is his classism. Nigel's classism. Nigel has never been into a working class estate in Britain in his life. He's not one of us, okay? He's just another city toff, another rich multimillionaire from a privately educated. He is part of the establishment problem that we need to cure. He's part of it. Now, yeah, he's great on Europe. And in fact, he held a pint of beer, which was to fool most of our people to thinking he's one of us. But in the last 12 months, we've seen his classism show himself. Obviously, in America, you don't have the classist issues that we have, but we do. And Nigel views us the same way they all view us. And that's become apparent. That's not to take away the amazing. He's dedicated 30 years of his life to fighting the dictatorship.
Well, exactly. I don't want to regress. I'm going to talk about you. But look, front and center, it's on Infowars.com. It's on Newswars.com. As you said, they're fighting to shut us all down together. That's why people, word of mouth, support, prayer, letters, whatever is not just needed. It's essential. But the beautiful, wonderful, black Candace Owens, Facebook suspends Candace Owens for saying liberal policies incentivize fatherless homes. And she went on to say that the real plantation is Democrats breaking up black families. They've now banned her for that. I mean, now a black woman can't say what's historically true. It's out of control what big tech is doing. They are election meddling everywhere, Tommy.
If someone put their vote form on the other day where they kicked Tommy Robinson and they shared it, it got removed for going against their policies, just for showing that they were supporting me in this election. Now, in this election, what I've tried to do is I've gone into some of the wards here where 82% of people don't vote. I've gone to the working class council states of the Northwest, and I'm trying to tell them 22 million people didn't vote in our last general election. They don't fear us. Until we get up, until we organise our communities and ourselves and the people from our backgrounds as a weapon to be used in politics against them, until we do that, they don't care. We've been betrayed at every level. You've all seen the betrayal of our country, the betrayal of free speech, the betrayal of our daughters in every town and city in this country. And then the final betrayal of all, democracy. They're betraying the democratic will of the people. Now, what I'm telling people is if you want to send them a message, they'll never forget. That comes with Tommy Robinson being elected as a member of European Parliament. Now, Nigel Farage has been in there 20, 30 years, and there's nothing they will fear more. The establishment, the government, the media, and I want the whole British public or the Northwest public to send them a message on their censorship. That censorship you're talking about, even just by writing my name, you're removed from Facebook. What level of censorship is that? I've been removed from absolutely everyone, just like you all have, Alex, just like we all are. We're being completely unpersoned. For what? Because we have a different opinion. Because people are listening to that different opinion. Because people are realizing their lies.
Because we're not selling our countries out and we're not selling our daughters out. Tommy Robinson, you had to relocate from the death threats. I want to talk about this new film coming out. I want to talk about how people support you and free speech. Because the war is now...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcast in the world, and we've got one of the other most banned individuals in the world, taking away his bank accounts, taking away his right to travel, putting him in prison, trying to starve him to death, trying to kill him because he exposed the giant Islamic kidnapping and rape gangs 11 years ago that are now all mainstream news, thousands of convictions, hundreds of trials. And so he's public enemy number one in the UK, on with public enemy number one here in the US. Of course, public enemy to the globalists. We're loved by the people. I'd say I'd shake 50 hands before one person says, F you, die. But the left is in control of the governments. He's running for EU Parliament. And again, he's Tommy Robinson. He's in Fleetwood in northern England. So much happening, so much unfolding. Tommy, you've got a lot of websites, a lot of places. Sure, you're kicked off the internet pretty much, but how do people find you online?
So we're on tr.news, is my website. But then we've just been removed. Stripe have just removed any funding to support us. But they've left us with 14 days. So we've only got 14 days where we can receive funds on votetommy.co.uk. And that's for the campaign we're running. But we still have the tr.news, but they're only up for 14 days. So in 14 days, Stripe pretty much said we'll be removed from processing payments, which is insane because I broke none of their rules. I broke nothing. This is just, again, more censorship. The only thing I'm satisfied at is that the public can watch all of this. I've been tried again, Alex. I don't know if you saw that. On the 4th of July.
Yes.
I was in the Old Bailey two days ago. My charge is now. So originally, they told the whole world that I jeopardised the court trial and I jeopardised the case. Then, now, one for these Muslim paedophiles, 30 men were convicted for the rape of nearly 100 children. Now, one of these paedophiles has appealed his conviction. And when he went before the High Court judge on the 21st of November, the High Court judge said he's watched the entirety of my video and nothing I said could have prejudiced the jury. So then because of that, they've now changed their charges. They sat on these charges for 5 months. A week after I published Panorama, the documentary which exposed the BBC trying to set me up, a week after that, the Attorney General, the British government, Theresa May's government, then laid more charges. So I'm now facing a court trial, and my charge is that I caused those Muslim paedophiles anxiety because I stood outside court and I put a camera up for them and I asked them how they felt about their verdict. And the actual wording from the court is that they must be free to walk into court without fear of molestation. These are men who have been absolutely molesting children in every town and city in our country. And that's the charge I now face.
And so it hurts their feelings when they walk into this old famous courthouse and there you are 20 feet away with your camera. So they're trying to outlaw journalism, period. That's what's happening in the UK, in Europe, and here. And the articles just pour in, Tommy, of the rapes, the murders, the stabbings, crosses being taken down across Europe from Sweden to Greece because it makes the Muslims unhappy. Europe's talking about having a boiling over right now. You've been all over Europe, you know, all over the UK. What is the feeling of the world right now under this UN invasion?
Well, the maddest thing is that the journalists, so as I walked into the Old Bailey 2 days ago, all the journalists were there coming up to me with their cameras, I mean like 50 cameras, sticking them in my face, all asking how I felt and whether I'm going to face justice. I said, this is exactly what I'm being prosecuted for. But rather than condemn it on an act of free speech, rather than any of the mainstream journalists, you've seen, they all celebrate it. They all celebrate the fact I've been removed. They celebrate the fact we get violently attacked. They celebrate the censorship. Like it's not going to happen to them. They all celebrate it. There's not one journalist in this country that has spoke up for the invasion or the attacks on free speech that we're currently witnessing. Now, the only great thing is, just like the American, just like Donald Trump's campaign, the establishment against us, the media against us, the entire political class is against us. But every town and city I go into, the people are with us. So if I can turn people support into votes, the biggest problem we've got, is 22 million people didn't vote in the last general election. More people didn't vote than voted for Brexit. The turnout was only 37%. Now, people are so disillusioned with those traitors in Parliament, so disillusioned that they don't vote. My biggest task is getting those people to vote. And I've had so many people saying, I've never voted before, I'm voting for you. If I can turn those non-voters into votes, well, they are going to absolutely clear me like nothing else before, which will be such a momentous moment.
No, I totally agree, Tommy. Tommy Robinson's our guest. Truly a modern treasure. A modern Paul Revere. Let's back up here to what you just said, because I follow the local news. You're found in contempt a few days ago for saying months and months and months ago before you got thrown in prison the first time for no reason, because you were outside a courthouse on a street with people that later got convicted of pedophilia that you'd first exposed, and now they're busting them all over the country. The very same media then runs up to you, puts cameras in your faces. They don't get arrested for molesting a poor, innocent person. They're press. This just shows how crazy this is.
So on the 4th of July, that's my trial day, and I keep saying it's not me that's on trial. It's the British judicial system. It's the British judicial system that's on trial. It's on trial for the world to watch. And what I will do is I will have a massive screen parked outside that court and I will provide a video that I'm going to show in court where I will show every other sort of convict or criminal and even paedophile. As they walk into court, they're harassed and they're attacked and or they're confronted with cameras and they're asked questions. This special right is only being given to these criminals because they're Muslim paedophiles and because the government and the establishment and the judges and all of them alike have been trying to keep a lid on this. And then now that people know it's happening, they don't want people to realise exactly what's happening to those children. So what they do is they put a reporting restriction on so no one in the entire country can talk about it. And then at the end of the six-week trial, they lift the reporting restriction. So we get one day's worth of news. Now, the court transcripts, which will tell you exactly what happened to those children, they cost tens of thousands of pounds to require. And then after, if you don't require them, after 5 years, they're completely erased and deleted. So what you'll then get is all of these crimes and all the things these men have been doing to these children, the mass rapes and the torture of these children. No one will ever hear the true story of what's happened. It will be deleted from history forever. And that's what they're doing. And that is the purpose of these reporting restrictions. Nothing else. It's nothing else. They are hiding from the British public. As I've said to you before, some of the crimes that we heard about years ago, where they're nailing little girls' tongues to tables, where they're putting hot iron rods with the letter M on the girl's butt cheeks when she's 11 years old because they're marking her because she's the property of Mohammed. These sort of in-depth things you find out from the trial, you don't find them out anymore. There's reporting restrictions. No one is allowed to talk about them. No one in the whole country can talk about them. No one could do
it. And again, the first reporting restrictions were like in World War II on German spies arrested. Now they've extended it to just judges diddling little kids, Muslims running rape gangs. It's just incredible, Tommy Robinson. Now, you're going to come on with us on the Sunday show. I'm live 4 to 6 p.m. We're going to tape an interview with you this Sunday that will air during the live show. Very, very important people join us on the Sunday broadcast. But, my friend, I really do admire you. I appreciate you. We're in this together, and I just hope with the voice you've got and others, we need to get Paul Watson as well, everybody down to your parliament, everybody down to our Congress, and say, damn it, defend the First Amendment, defend free speech in Europe, and stop the racketeering, stop the election meddling. As you said, anybody who's just common sense, who's loyal to the country, loyal to common sense, all the things you've talked about have been proven. You're a hero, and instead they call you a demon and lie about you just like they do me because they don't want people to know they've got folk heroes. Just like you said, we had Brexit. Of course they tried to steal it. Don't give up, England, just because you're having to fight for it. You're winning the high ground. Europe, the EU, starting to fall apart. You're not going to get this one overnight. You've got to persevere like Tommy's done. Closing comments on perseverance, something that you can tell us about, Tommy.
Alex, I said, when I win this election, I'll be inviting all of you to the European Union for the biggest counter-censorship event anyone's seen. Because right now, I saw Donald Trump finally talk out about Paul Joseph Watson being removed from Facebook. Everyone's being removed. We are all being removed. And what people like Donald Trump need to understand is they won't win another campaign without the people being able to promote them and talk about them. And that's what they're doing. They're erasing everybody across the whole world. The Silicon Valley needs to be held to account. And not just that they're erasing them now, they're stopping our ability to even raise funds or even to be able to work and operate. And this is
true authoritarianism. This is true giant companies gearing up, targeting people, using our digital data to harass us. Imagine if the NSA did that, they'd all be in prison. But companies do it together, and they're saying it's okay. No, it's not okay.
It's not okay, and we need someone like you. You need someone like a leader needs to step forward like Donald Trump and put an end to this. Put an end to it, because it's going to affect us all. It's affecting us all. And quite simply, this censorship has to stop. And that's why I said I just hope to God that the people of the northwest of England send the establishment, send all of them a message on the 23rd. It'll be a message they will never, ever forget. Send me in. Put me in amongst the middle of them. And then I don't want to be the 23rd.
And remember, they can try to censor Tommy, but if you go to his site and you can share it, you can get it out there, you can tell people about it word of mouth, you can email it, you can text message it, you can override their garbage. Again, tell folks the best site to visit about your campaign.
And Telegram, if you get on Telegram, I'm on Telegram. We've got 42,000 people in our group now. But I don't want the 23rd of September to be about a protest vote. I want it to be the start of an uprising over it. So we're going to win.
All right, Tommy, we'll talk to you again. We'll talk to you again on Sunday. And be safe, my friend.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Tommy. All right, hour number two, straight ahead, a ton of news. Trump getting ready to declare basically martial law over the border. Your phone calls and so much more. InfoWars.com. Spread the link.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.